Derek's sake, continuity's sake of the offense, how important was it to get Michael locked up?
Yeah, that was big. That was big. Had a terrific first 12 games and looking to build on it now for years to come.
Is that important, you know, for a young quarterback to have not just the line or whatever, but to have his skill position players set so he can grow with them?
I think so. I think for all players, stability is important, and being able to know the system or know your teammates, know your coaches real well, and then you can really start getting to that graduate level of putting your own spin on the techniques and you know, just being better and better. You know, the guys that have been in the same system with the same teammates over years, they really get to that elite level.
It's been mentioned by several people that, he's been a good mentor to a very young wide receiver core. How is he, you know, like, how does he do that? Guys have lead and do things in different ways. Like, what's his style?
Well, he definitely has his own style. I think he is definitely a leader of practice. You know, in the meeting room, he can share his experiences, you know, from his time with the Niners, postseason, regular season. But he's a, you know, terrific athlete. Those guys that come along that have been amazing in high school, college, and pro, they've just got a lot of knowledge that if they're willing to share, it makes everybody around them better.
Cooper's 80 yards away from 1,000. Crabtree's got a shot at 1,000-yard season. Latavius Murray shot at 1,000-yard season. Do you still value 1,000 yards as a milestone or a benchmark for skill position players?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not the best guy to ask about all those thresholds like you're saying. You know, we're really focused on the production and getting in the end zone and winning each and every game. But I know that's the way guys are measured and have been ever since the 14-game season. But now that's 16. You know, a lot of things are different. The divisions are different. You know, only have six division games when you used to have 10, you know, and things like that. So it's just, I don't know how to really answer that very well, Jerry.
Seems like the skill position group here with the Raiders, this one's more productive, you know, than groups in previous years.
Yeah.
What is that accredited to?
Well, we've got good people. You know, Coach Gibbs, I used to say that when I worked for him, the Redskins. You really don't win with X's and O's or facilities, uniforms, logos. You win with people. And we've got tremendous people on the team, and they've put their best foot forward. They continue to get better each and every week as we embark on this process.
You look at the running game last game, the first drive, you guys, you know, were able to break several runs, and afterwards they were able to play it. What did you see kind of watching that game again as why the running game followed up after that first possession?
Well, we definitely had a big explosive one initially with Latavius. Mays had a good one. Looked like, I remember, he had a good counter. Sometimes it's tough sledding. You know, they're a good defense, and you know, we just keep wanting to get positive, you know, beat them up, and keep searching, you know, for those creases to create air in the front so our guys can do their thing. We're looking forward to even being better this week, you know, starting fast and then sustaining it.
Last time you played the Broncos, only scored 10 points, and the Broncos haven't allowed a 300-yard passer all year. What makes your defense so good?
Well, they got good, you know, good pass rush. They don't have to bring a lot of other people. They can devote seven guys to coverage and collapse the pocket and harass the QB like they did in San Diego last week, you know, with just four guys.
Derek's been under a little more pressure of late. Are you sensing the O-line's a little tired or tiring at this point? Or?
No, I don't sense that. I don't sense that. But, yeah, throwing under pressure is part of the game, part of the game. There's going to be different defenses, different styles that apply pressure, and for the most part, Derek's decisions have been really good. I mean, the vast majority of his decisions have been excellent. So, like with all players, young and old, there's going to be some decisions that you got to chalk up to learning experiences and count on not ever, you know, doing those mistakes again.
Jack talked about finding a balance with Derek between the guy who makes those interceptions and the guy who made the touchdown pass to Crabtree. As a former quarterback yourself, do you want him living kind of on that edge a little bit? Is that where you want him, or would you rather see him reining in a little bit?
Well, to be a playmaker, to be a quarterback that you know, creates production and distributes the ball like they're supposed to, you have to take calculated risks. You have to be on that edge. You have to be able to throw the ball early and with anticipation, and you know, have the confidence to fit it into tight windows like they did on the touchdown, Michael. So.
Because he's been a risk taker, is it easy for him to move on from this, do you think, because he's always in those kind of situations?
I don't know that I would say it's easy to move on. I think, you know, it's I wouldn't say that. I would just say he's got the confidence to get back on the saddle immediately and put himself back out there.
It seemed like the one play, the first interception, was just him trying to get out of the pocket, do something with the football. How do you coach him to maybe take a sack or throw the ball away there?
Yeah, I think that comes from experience. That happened a number of times in the game also when it wasn't there. And, you know, the really great quarterbacks know exactly what to do when it's not there. When it is there, you've got to have the ability to make the throw, have the confidence to make the play. But when it's not there, that comes with experience. You know, the great ones realize how to pick up their weapons and move on to the next play.